She is a grade 7 student at Shanty Bay Public School and lives not far from Lake Simcoe that we've been talking about all day today. And we brought her on the program for a number of reasons, but not the least, which is that she is in a program called Change Agent Program at her school. And it focuses on the health of Lake Simcoe. Her focus is on the health of Lake Simcoe, which I find absolutely fascinating. And she is going to be actually presenting at the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo, which is going on right now in Barrie. And she's going to come on the program right now and talk to us about it. She's also a recent recipient of the Ernie Crossland Young Conservation Award. I was in grade 7. I was still trying to figure out how to tie my shoes. And she's winning awards.
She's sharp.
No kidding. Good morning, Nari. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining us this morning, by the way. Did you have to get up extra early today?
No, I'm a morning person. I wake up early on my own.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. So, to start with, what prompted this interest that you have in Lake Simcoe?
I live beside the lake, and I spend lots of time down there. But it was really just the little things. My brother would always cut his foot on zebra mussels, or we would catch gobies when we're fishing. Or pollutants would flow freely, like down the ditch across from my home and just into the lake. Like there's road salt and it just goes in there and it just can just flow down into the lake. And that really bothered me. And sometimes we wouldn't be able to go swimming in the summers because of the swimming advisories.
So, Nari, you started this project. Am I correct? It was at least a couple of years ago.
Yes, I was in grade 5.
Okay, can I ask it, because it's not in my notes here. How old were you when you started this program a couple of years ago?
I was 10. Now I'm 12. So, yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. Fantastic.
Thank you.
And you're encouraged to do this through your school. Tell us a little bit about that. Like, what is a change agent?
Well, a change agent, it's a club at our school, first of all. And what we do is we focus on the UN global goals, and we find an issue that will impact us, and then we try to create positive change related to that issue.
So you've got other kids that have picked up another environmental issue. The one that you picked is Lake Simcoe, and you've been studying the health of Lake Simcoe. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. And yeah, many other kids in different grades are doing it. They've picked other UN global goals. Some environmentally based ones would be pollinators, recycling, or like the coral reefs. And every year it grows, and lots of other schools are starting to do it now.
It's a fascinating program. You're listening to Nari Wang. She's a grade 7 student at Shanty Bay Public School. And her interest in particular is Lake Simcoe. And the coincidence there is that we're talking about Lake Simcoe today. Of course, it's probably the ice fishing capital of certainly of Ontario, if not Canada. And it's fascinating. I find this absolutely fascinating, and I applaud you just for being interested in this type of project. So congratulations on that part of it. Let me ask you a question. Do you fish, Nari?
Well, yeah, I like fishing, but my brother, Sai, he is obsessed with fishing. He begs to go fishing every morning, and he won't come back after he's out there. And yeah, I do enjoy it, but I just don't really like the waiting part. I'm a better talker.
Well, you certainly are. I'll tell you, if your brother can fish half as good as you can talk, man, we're going to expect to see great things from him for sure. What are you going to be, first of all, let me ask you, now that you've done all this research, what kind of shape is Lake Simcoe in?
I'm not going to give that away, actually. You're going to have to see me this afternoon at the expo, but there's a little hint. There's a little hint, and it's going to be, like, awesome, and that Lake Simcoe is worth protecting before it's too late.
That's great. But what I'm going to do, Nary, is I'm going to come back to you next week so we can post your thoughts online. Because not everybody that's out there that's listening from Belleville to London and north to Parry Sound and Peterborough, they're not all going to be able to get to the Ice Fishing Expo, but I'm sure they'd be interested in your conclusions about the health of Lake Simcoe. And how long is your project going to continue?
I don't know. As long as Lake Simcoe needs me, I'll do it, I guess.
Wow. Well, that's pretty awesome.
That is fantastic. Good for you. At what time are you going to be talking at the expo today?
About this afternoon at 1:45.
At 1:45, that's just another reason to go to the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo. You can listen to Nary Wang, grade 7. I want to underline that, grade 7 student from Shanty Bay Public School, who's going to be talking to the folks there about Lake Simcoe and its health and where it stands and what's in store for its future. It'll be a fascinating perspective for sure. Listen, want to really thank you for joining us this morning, Nary. Really appreciated you coming on the show.
Thanks, but I would like to give a shout out to my teachers.
Yes.
The starters was Julie Johnson and Heather Charnota, but I got so much support from my other teacher, Miss Oliver, and Principal Mr. Strass.
Awesome.
Yeah, we don't
totally
have,
awesome.
We don't have enough people like that, I'll tell you right now, who promote the outdoors to kids and really get them involved. Like, obviously, they've gotten you involved. Are they going to be at the expo today?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, maybe people can also make sure that they stop by and say hello to them and shake their hands in appreciation. And once again, thank you very much for joining us. And you have yourself a great day at the expo.
Yes, you too.
Thanks. Nary Wang, a grade 7 student, Shanty Bay Public School. She'll be at the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo in Barrie. I'm sure she'll be there all day today, but she'll actually be speaking at 1:45 today.
She's awesome.
I tell you.
She is awesome.
Fantastic.